He ran upstairs. Then in a little while, Paul heard him coming back, but he was not coming fast. He was carrying his little crippled brother. He set him down on the bottom step. Hi, 亲爱的朋友你好，欢迎收听英语美文朗读。我是你的朋友孟非 Phoenix。今天和你分享的文章叫做On Christmas Eve, 在圣诞前夜。A friend of mine named Paul received an automobile from his brother as Christmas present. On Christmas Eve,When Paul came out of his office, a street urchin was looking around the shiny new car, admiring it. "Is this your car, mister?" he said. Paul nodded. "My brother gave it to me for Christmas." The boy was astounded. "You mean your brother gave it to you and didn't cost you anything?" "Boy,I wish," he hesitated. Of course, Paul knew what he was going to wish for. He was going to wish he has a brother like that. But what the lad said jarred Paul all the way down his heels. "I wish," the boy went on, "that I could be a brother like that." Paul looked at the boy in astonishment. Then impulsively he added, "Would you like to take a ride in my car?"
"Oh yes, I'd love that."
After a short ride, the boy turned his eyes aglow, said, "Mister, would you mind driving in front of my house?" Paul smiled a little. He thought he knew what the lad wanted. He wanted to show his neighbors that he could ride home in a big automobile. But Paul was wrong again. "Would you stop at those with two steps?" the boy asked.He ran upstairs. Then in a little while, Paul heard him coming back. But he was not coming fast. He was carrying his little crippled brother. He set him down on the bottom step. Then he sort of squeezed up against him and pointed to the car. "There she is, buddy. Just like I told you upstairs. His brother gave it to him for Christmas and didn't cost him a cent. And someday, I'm gonna give you one just like it.Then you can see for yourself all the prettiest things in the windows that I was trying to tell you about." Paul got off and lifted the lad into the front of his car. The shining-eyed old brother climbed in beside him, and three of them began a memorable holiday ride. That Christmas Eve, Paul learned what Jesus meant when he said, "It is more blessed to give,than to receive."
你现在收听的是英语美文朗读，本期节目到这里就结束了。我是孟非 Phoenix. Thank you for listening and see you next time.
Falling from the skies, I get lost in memories. The time we try to build a snowman, the time we try to count the stars. It's crazy how we didn't know that we'd ever be apart. I can hear the music playing, see the lights upon the tree. I can feel the joy.Without you tear, another regret, boy, but you're so far away.